This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Be live here. So welcome everyone who's joining us, whether it's on Zoom or on YouTube, to today's Al Maghrib Institute webinar on the topic of Jesus, Son of Mary. We're very excited to jump in. Before we formally do, can you guys just let me know here in the chat if you can hear me and see me clearly, and the audio and everything is looking good. I see some thumbs up. Jazakallah khair. I see some familiar and a lot of new names as well. Please do edit your name here on Zoom if you're coming in from here, or on YouTube, let us know in the chat. Let us know where you're coming in from. Edit your name with your first name, last name, and your city / country. I see Vancouver, BC in the house. I see Michigan. I see Calgary. I see London, Manchester, UK. Dewsbury, Kano, Nigeria, mashallah, we got all kinds, Allahumma barik. Some of you guys may not be experiencing, again, this the holiday experience here that we have maybe in North America, but I think inshallah this session will be a benefit to all of you, inshallah your families and your children. I see my girl Farida from Ottawa / Toronto, alhamdulillah as well. And we thought, who better to teach it than Sheikh Majid Mahmood? Mashallah, Sheikh Majid Mahmood, for those who are not familiar, is one of our teachers who's really known for his heart-touching reminders and for his really captivating, storytelling style. And he's been an instructor for several years and a student before that in the Maghrib community. And alhamdulillah, for those of you who've been blessed to experience him in person, he's actually taught many ilm nights and classes on prophets in the Quran, from Nuh alayhi salam to Ibrahim alayhi salam to Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam and more. And now he's bringing his unique style to teaching us a little bit about Isa alayhi salam today, inshallah. So settle into your seats, invite your families. I will say as well, try to share if you know anybody in your community who has reverted. We were just here at the weekend in Toronto at a conference, and mashallah, we had, I think, two from our booth, from the Al Maghrib booth, Christians who reverted to Islam. Christian sister who came in. So I know it's quite awesome timing for it as well, but make sure that you're sharing with anybody who can benefit from this reminder and in your community. With that said, I think Sheikh Majid is with us. I'm going to inshallah get him settled and sorted as well. And I cannot wait for you guys to benefit from him. If you do have questions in the session, please write them to the side and then hold them off in about half an hour. We'll say take some questions and we'll take as many as we can through the chat. If you can send those to me privately, then we've just started, Hussein, so you haven't missed anything. Alhamdulillah, we're just about to jump in to today's topic. And jazallah khair to everyone who's made time to be with us today. I hope this will be a benefit and inshallah it'll help to shift the narrative and your perspective around this time of year. And again, feel free as you're coming in to let us know where you're coming in from as we warm up here, inshallah. And we're going to get started in just a quick second. And actually, as someone was just doing, feel free to join me on screen as well. I know many of us are coming in from home and maybe in our pajamas and nice and comfy. But if you're able to, feel free to hop on with us, inshallah, and be part of this gathering. With that said, I see Sheikh Majid, who says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh Majid, how are you doing today?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How about yourself?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Sheikh. I'm well. Alhamdulillah. All right, let's jump right in. Bismillah.
How is the audio, Sister Hafsa? Is it clear?
For me, it's clear and video looks stable as well, inshallah. Let's give one shout out if everyone in the chat can let us know so that we are good to go. All clear, all clear. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Sheikh. Bismillah, the stage is yours.
All right. Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. We begin by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send Allah's peace and his blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'd like to thank you all for coming and joining us for this session. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us with Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Isa in the highest levels in Jannah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. So today's topic is regarding Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And there is so much that can be spoken about. We can speak about Prophet Isa before even his birth. We can speak about his mother, Maryam. We can speak about his grandmother, the wife of Imran. We can speak about who is somewhat like his uncle or great uncle, Zakariya alayhi salam. We can speak about his first cousin, Yahya, Allahu Akbar. So there is a lot that can be covered. We can speak about his time during his birth. We can speak about his time as an adult. We can speak about his time when his life was on the line. And we can also speak about his life. Ready? You thought I'm going to mention his coming back? Not yet. His life in the heavens. We do have a narration, Isra al-Mi'raj. There's so much about Isa alayhi salam. And of course, the return of Isa alayhi salam and the passing away and the death of our beloved Isa, Jesus, the son of Maryam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So you can see how many dimensions is to the story. So what I will do, inshallah, I'll go briefly into a few matters before his birth, then his life among Bani Israel, then his ascension, then his return, all the way until he returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you guys ready, inshallah? Say bismillah. Ready? Bismillah. Say bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahim. There's a hadith I like to start with. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, an authentic hadith. And by the way, with this topic specifically, every hadith I am mentioning is authentic, inshallah. Sounds good? Authentic, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, between me and Isa, Jesus, there are no prophets that came. So right off the bat, you have a very critical piece of information. The last prophet before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Isa. Anywhere on earth that Allah would send prophets, no one came between Prophet Isa and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to remind you of something, because sometimes I myself, when I prepare, I may forget or not pay attention. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking. Now think of a timeline. The Prophet is speaking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Isa was born and after Isa ascended. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Therefore, listen to the following sentence. The Prophet said, وَإِنَّهُ نَازِلٌ. And indeed, Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, will descend, will have a second coming. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُهُ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you end up seeing him, فَعْرِفُوهُ, then make sure you recognize him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain how he looked, his skin color, his hair, his clothing, not just that we want to know, but much more, what he says, who he fights, who he likes, who he encourages, what dua that he made, all of that, bi'inillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. So since out of respect to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who told us, فَعْرِفُوهُ, you guys should know of him, then may Allah bless you all for putting the time and the effort to attend this session and any other session around the world that speaks about Isa, the son of Maryam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah taught him in the Quran how the state of the children of Israel were. Before Isa came, Allah says, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ. These people, Bani Israel, just to give you the atmosphere of where Isa will about to show up, be delivered at that time, Allah says there was nothing wrong that they did and advised against. So anything wrong that happens, no one says anything. يَا أَخِي, tell them this. It's not my business. Sister, tell her that, well, I don't know, I'd probably do worse. Subhanallah. They do not mind what's happening of sin. They do not correct it. And one of the meanings, they do it in the public. May Allah protect us. So it's quite tough and quite difficult. May Allah make you and I learn from this lesson. And may Allah make us of those who command good and forbid evil with knowledge and wisdom. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. But as dark as the area and the time may be, Allah honored a special family. We have it in the Quran. This family, we have a whole surah titled after. This family is the family of who? What do you think? If you're watching with your family, friends, by yourself, you want to comment, what's that family at that time that Allah blessed very much? Huh? I think one of you got it right. Yes, it's the family of Imran. The family of Imran. Allah said how he honored them and he blessed them. And indeed he did. From Imran himself being righteous. And the wife of Imran always asked Allah for a child, begged Allah for a child. So now a little bit of history. Ready? A little bit of history. This is not authentic hadith, but from the books of tafsir. It said that the wife of Imran, she had A girl long time ago who married Zakaria. Who married Zakaria. So in that understanding, Zakaria would be the wife of Imran's son-in-law. And then the mother of this wonderful young girl, or now older lady married to Zakaria, as she got so old, she still begged Allah for a child. And many of you perhaps know the dua. She said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, please, whatever baby I have in my womb will be dedicated for you. Muharrara. Remember the word. Allah says in the Quran, Inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharrara. Ya Allah, I vow that whatever is in my womb, muharrara. Hur means free. So what does it mean? She wants that child to be free from all people except Allah. She wants that child to be a servant to Allah. Subhanallah. And that's where real freedom is. You have to not escape that beautiful lesson from the mother of Maryam alayhi salam. She said, Muharrara. When we are slaves to Allah, we have gained our freedom. Allahu Akbar. And when we think we don't want anyone, Allah, to command us, to obligate us, or what to do and what to say, what to avoid and what to run away from, then we have not been freed from an organized religion. We have been enslaved by our own whims and desires and any other systems. May Allah protect us. So she made dua to Allah and she asked Allah, فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. Ya Allah, please accept from me. You are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that the mother-in-law of Zakaria alayhi salam, the wife of Imran, Allahumma barik, she is now going through the pangs of, or the pain of delivery. And when she delivered the baby, she looked. And in one understanding, based on an authentic hadith, is that the baby, usually when the baby is delivered, they cry. But that baby didn't cry. And maybe some people around, Allahu Ta'ala A'lam, were nervous why the baby is not crying. But we have a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, مَا مِن مَوْلُودٍ Never is there a child that is born except that there's a devil that tries to poke that baby. And look how much shaitan hates us. As cute as a baby who did not do anything wrong and might even belong to non-Muslim families. So generally the potential, the chances are a lot less than a Muslim family having a child. Shaitan does not discriminate. Shaitan wants everyone to go to hell. May Allah protect us. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So the devil goes and he pokes that baby and the baby cries, Illa Maryam. In that hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, except Maryam, Shaitan tried. There's an authentic hadith in al-Bukhari. ذَهَبَ يَطَعَن The devil tried to poke Maryam. Baby Maryam. فَطَعَنَ فِي الْحِجَابِ But she had like a hijab, a screen, a protector that he was not able to do that poke. When the mother of Maryam delivered her, she looked at the baby. She said, Rabbi, inni wada'tuha untha. Oh Allah, it's a baby girl. And Allah says, Allah knows the gender. Allah says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laysa dhakaru kal untha. The male is not like the female. Now that sentence may trouble some people in today's time, but we go with what Allah says in the Quran. He says, the male is not like the female. Allahu Akbar. All are honored, both are dignified, both have roles that the other cannot do. May Allah protect us, Ya Rab. So then the mother of this beautiful baby girl is talking to Allah and venting to Allah and is telling Allah, Wa inni sammaytuha, Ya Allah, I will name my baby girl Maryam. Allahu Akbar. Maryam. Then, Ya Allah, I ask you to please protect her and her children from the devil. Brothers and sisters, Maryam alayhi salam, she grows such a great upbringing, such a special child. I'm sure maybe one of your family members maybe has some signs like that, right? You have that one sibling that is, mashallah, pure, innocent, kind, right? Maryam alayhi salam was like that and much more, and much more. May Allah make us all pure. Amin Rabbil Alameen. And if you are not innocent and kind when you were young, don't give up. We can always do better as we get older, all of us. Amin Rabbil Alameen. So Maryam alayhi salam, as she was growing, Allah said, وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا Allah raised her. Allah made her grow in purity, in dignity. And subhanAllah, the one who was the caretaker of Zakaria, caretaker of Maryam was Zakaria. So Zakaria took care of Maryam alayhi salam. Some people, they ask why. Allah Ta'ala a'lam, based on the books of tafsir, it's not hadith, that Maryam's father passed away. And the mother of Maryam vowed that the child, which is Maryam, will be completely devoted to the worship of Allah. So Zakaria alayhi salam sponsored Maryam. And what's amazing is that Zakaria always asked Allah for a child, but Allah never gave him one just yet, did not. And this did not stop Zakaria from sponsoring Maryam. Did you know that? Did you check that out? Zakaria always asked Allah for a child. Allah did not give it to him, but he was willing to sponsor another child, help out another child, bring food and drink to another child. Just a quick lesson. If you really want something, you want something to increase, you want your chances to go up in having it, give of what you already have to others. Let me simplify it. You want more money? I want more money. I'm desperate. You really want more money? Yes, akhi, all of us want more money. Give some of the money you have away. You tell me, brother, you're not good at math. I want more money. You're telling me, give away some in charity? Yes. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, never do you give in charity except your money does not decrease. In another ayah, in another hadith, your money increases. So if you want something so bad, give some of what you have a little bit to the other people. Allah will increase what you have and much more, inshallah. So Zakaria alayhi salam took care of that wonderful child, Maryam. Maryam is growing. Maryam is praying. Maryam is bowing to Allah. Maryam is prostrating to Allah. Remarkable lady. Allahu Akbar. She used to do different types of worship. In one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا, that Maryam, as she was worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one time she withdrew from her family to a place in the east. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا, she screened herself from them. One of the meanings of that ayah is that she went to prostrate to Allah, ponder upon Allah's creation. So it's a different type of worship. Just looking at the stars, looking at the moon, looking at the sky, أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ, it's an act of worship. Zakaria alayhi salam, you know, one time he walks into Maryam, because he's the one and only caretaker. He's walking in first time, second time, forgive me, third time, and he notices she has food, she has drink. So he's surprised. He tells Maryam, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا, Maryam, how is it possible that you have the food and you have this drink, you have this rizq, and I'm not the one that delivered it? Usually Zakaria is the one and only one who delivers it. How is it possible you have this stuff? Who brought it to you? Look what Maryam says. Maryam said, هو من عند الله, it is from Allah. Allahu Akbar. It is from Allah. Allah gives whoever he wants, however he wants, whenever he wants. Allahu Akbar. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is quite miraculous. Even to Maryam alayhi salam, it is very strange. It is very inspiring. She would just see food coming, drink coming, remarkable. When Zakaria saw that, how blessed Maryam was, now focus on this one. Maryam is getting something without the means. So there's no human being delivering. The ayah does not show that she communicated with an angel that dropped it off. She didn't see a drone going down and passing the water. So there was no means. It doesn't make sense that she has this. So this inspired Zakaria, who always wanted a child, Ya Allah, give me a righteous progeny. Allahu Akbar. You see how he saw the miracle? It impacted him. He asked Allah, Allahu Akbar. And right then and there, when he begged Allah for a child, the angels came to Prophet Zakaria and they said, Ya Zakaria, oh Zakaria, the angels are calling him. Good news coming from your Lord. What's the good news? Allah will grant you a child and Allah will name him Yahya. I believe in English is John, but in the Quran, Allah says Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. No child ever was given that name before. Yahya. Yahya comes from life. Yahya, the one who will help bring life to the hearts of Bani Israel. Remember, at the beginning of the session, there was a lot of corruption, a lot of darkness. Yahya, another meaning to it is that he will always be alive in a way. How is that? Maybe it's a sign that he will die as a martyr, as a shaheed, and martyrs are always alive with Allah being provided to them. Brothers and sisters, not just that. Oh, Zakaria, your son will not just be a righteous child. Allah says, وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Yahya will also be a prophet. So imagine, Zakaria is a prophet. In his lifetime, Yahya comes and also is a prophet. And you have Maryam, not saying she's a prophet. Another discussion, another time. So then Zakaria alayhi salam is very surprised. How is it possible, Ya Allah, that I get a child, though I'm very old? My wife is very old. How is that possible? Though he always made dua for it, subhanAllah. A human being is a human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنَ. Allah says, that was easy. Zakaria, it's easy. The doctors told you impossible, but to Allah, it's easy. Allah says, be, and it becomes. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, Zakaria alayhi salam, happy to have that baby while taking care of Maryam alayhi salam. But Maryam is praying to Allah so much. Brothers and sisters, the angels come to Maryam and now they're communicating. The angels came to Maryam, they're communicating with her. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, when the angel said, Ya Maryam, O Maryam, O Mary, Allah has chosen you. I want you to focus on the words. May Allah bless you. Allah has chosen you. Allah has purified you. Allah has chosen you. So number one, choosing. Number two, purifying. Number three, choosing. What's the number three? Allah says, and he chose you, على نساء العالمين. He chose you and preferred you and favored you over all other women of all time, pretty much. So what does the first choosing mean? The ulama, they say, the first choosing is that she was born into a righteous family, that she was having a very righteous upbringing, is that she was one who was very educated. She was one who was taken care of by a prophet. So that's a choosing. But that's not like unique only to Maryam. Other people were taken care of by other prophets, for example. Who do you think? Think of a name of a prophet that another prophet took care of him and raised him and taught him. Huh? Who do you think? Another prophet raised another prophet, taught another prophet. Huh? Who do you think? I think one of you might have got it right. Ibrahim alayhi salam. He taught, he educated his own son, Ismail, Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim helped educate and raised Yaqub, right? No, Ishaq, correct? Ishaq, alayhi salam. Ishaq helped raise Yaqub. Yaqub helped raise Yusuf. So that was so unique. So it's a small circle. So Allah says, I favored you. Then I purified you. So cleansing more and more, the heart purer than ever. Ready? And Allah, Ya Maryam, the next choosing is something no woman ever had before. Allahu Akbar. What is that second choosing? Allahu A'lam. We will see what's that specific, customized selection Allah has for Maryam. We'll proceed. But then Allah says in the Quran, the angels are telling Maryam, and focus on this, Ya Maryam, Uqnuti li rabbik, Maryam, devout to your Lord more, devote your time, worship Allah more, wasjudi, warka'i ma'ar raki'in. You can feel the intensity. Ya Maryam, go up, upgrade your worship. Maryam used to always pray to Allah, but they're telling her, go to the whole other level. And subhanAllah, something to keep in mind, as we worship Allah more, our faith goes up more, our good deeds goes up more, our state in paradise goes up more. But what else goes up more, which is doable? The testing goes up more. So if your faith is very high up, there might be times in life where you'll be tested at a very high level, similar to your level of faith. So they're telling you, worship Allah more until one day. Until one day, angels came to Maryam alayhi salam. And in one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he sent her an angel in the shape of a man, basharan sawiyya, a man in a very amazing, perfect form. So he came to her and then she sought Allah's refuge. She's not into giving a slight hair chance of an inappropriate conversation, inappropriate interaction. So when she saw the man coming, she does not know it's an angel. She does not know. You and I, we read the ayah, we know. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك. I seek refuge in the most merciful from you. So leave me alone. If you fear Allah, if you have any ounce of respect to God, don't approach me, oh man. So what happened? He says, إنما أنا. No. I am, without a doubt. This is not a lie. This is not a joke. This is not sarcasm. I am a messenger from your Lord. What? I'm a messenger from your Lord to gift you something. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ. I'm here for a gift. Gift? What's the gift? غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. You'll be gifted a pure son. She said, a pure son? She said, how can I have a son and not a single man ever touched me? Never did a man touch me. And I was never someone who had a haram, inappropriate relationship. So the angel says, كذلك قال ربك. This is what Allah destined. This is what Allah said. هو علي هين. Allah says, that was easy. That is easy. Sounds familiar? Who else heard that sentence before? Zakaria عليه السلام. And how Maryam, Allah is setting the stage for Maryam to see her own, let's say, brother-in-law, in one opinion, Zakaria, her brother-in-law, but very old in age, having a child after decades, which is miraculous. So that sets her, the stage for her mentally to accept this. Then the next one, angels bringing food and drink, sets up the stage. She being told, you will have a child. But the question, and maybe, wallahu a'lam, one of the main highlights of the session today is answering the question. Is answering the question, why such child in that way? Why is, what's the wisdom of Allah allowing Maryam to be pregnant without the involvement of a man? Now, from Allah's mercy, he shared the wisdom. And even if he does not, we accept that, no questions in any disrespectful way. But Allah told us why. Ready? If anyone tells you or asks you, why did Allah create Jesus? Though many people seem to be worshiping him, the largest religion is Christianity, whatever it may be said. What's the benefit? What's the good that came out of it? Two reasons from the Quran. Ready, inshallah? Number one, wisdom. Allah says, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Jesus will be a sign for humanity. Jesus will come to direct people to know Allah is capable of all things. Jesus will be like the gateway to learn about Allah, the Creator. What's the first one? He will be a sign for humanity. That's why Allah created him. And the other wisdom, وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. And Isa is a mercy from us. Allah will use Jesus to send mercy to the people. Jesus becomes the vehicle, the means of it. Allahu Akbar. So for people to get Allah's rahmah, for the sick to be cured, for injustice to be lifted, for oppression to be pushed, for justice to prevail, for respect to Allah to spread, that's mercy, and that's why Allah created Jesus. These two reasons, Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, after that man who is an angel came, he blew the soul that Allah created into the womb of Maryam. And Allah says, فَحَمَلَتْ. What does فَحَمَلَتْ mean? She conceived that child and now she is pregnant. Allah says, فَانْتَبَدَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. You know, as the pregnancy is becoming more apparent, the stomach, the body, nothing in the Quran shows that her pregnancy was like few hours or few days. Allahu ta'ala a'lam. So we go along that it was a regular, normal pregnancy. So she, perhaps as the stomach became bigger or whatever the case may be, at one point in her pregnancy, she left her sanctuary. She left her area and she went makanan qasiyya. She went to a remote place, far away place. And here we connect the dots. Part of her moving, why? She's getting the contractions of delivery. Ya Allah. May Allah bless our mothers. May Allah forgive them. May Allah honor them. May Allah have mercy on them, just like how they raised us when we were young. Amir Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah says, فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضِ. The pains of labor drove her to where? إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَ. To the trunk of a palm tree. She's in pain, holding the palm tree. The baby wants to leave the body. It's time for the delivery. As she was going through the pain, what's in her mind? She said in the Quran, I wish I died before this. I wish I never was known. I wish I'm never remembered. Ya Allah, why? Because she feared for her faith. So that's why some ulama said that can be said when someone feels my faith is on the line. I'm being tested with a test that I don't know if my iman has the capacity to handle. So we say, and we learn from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if someone is at such level of suffering, they can say, oh Allah, make me live as long as life is good for me, and make me die if death was better for me. So she said, I wish I never existed. Brothers and sisters, she delivers the baby. And in one of the opinions, that baby was not crying. Why? What happened? Did the baby die? No. That baby was a second and only child in humanity that was not poked by the devil, which is one of some reasons why babies do cry. Allahu Akbar. And then when the baby was delivered, I want you to hear it and I will say it the way Allah said it in the Quran. Ready? Maryam just delivered the baby. You know the name of the baby? That beautiful child? That baby is Isa alayhi salam. And one opinion, the one who said the following was Jesus. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. So he called her from beneath her. أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Don't grieve. I want you to imagine, how will I handle this? How will I go back to my people? What will I tell them? How can they comprehend it? If Maryam, with a high level of iman, struggled, what about the people with lower faith? How will they handle that? Then that beautiful child said, قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّ. Your Lord has provided beneath you a stream, some water. Where did the water come from? How is that possible? Just like how the baby. Where did it come from? Allah can make it happen. Allah says, be, and it becomes. Then she was told, shake the trunk of the palm tree. Shake the trunk of a palm tree. May Allah protect you all, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen. I know one brother. May Allah protect him, Ya Rabbi. And may Allah have mercy on him. He passed away. But he got into an accident, into a palm tree. He did not die from that accident. Another situation he passed away in. But in that accident, his car was very much totaled and the palm tree stayed strong. A car speeding hit the palm tree. The palm tree stayed up. And the car very much totaled. And she, who just delivered, a respected lady, after the pain of delivery, is being told, shake a palm tree. Allahu Akbar. You take the means. You take the means. And you leave the results on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she would shake the palm tree. And then she would have fresh, ripe dates. Tamar. Rutaban janiyya. So she can eat. So then baby Isa told her, فَكُلِي, eat, وَشْرَبِي, drink, وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, and relax. Ya Allah, relax. قَدْ فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشْرِ أَحَدًا. If you ever see any human being, basically don't bother yourself of what to say, what first sentence to begin, what's my conclusion, what's my introduction, what's the body, لا لا. If anyone comes to you, gesture to them, I am fasting from speaking. I'm not speaking. And something will happen pretty much. How will that happen? We'll proceed. So Maryam alayhi salam, with that iman, with that faith, Allahu Akbar, may Allah make us believers like Maryam alayhi salam. Maryam, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he said, four women reached perfection. And in one narration, he begins, Maryam, the daughter of Imran, reached perfection in her faith. A whole chapter in the Quran is named after Maryam alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, chapter 19 in the Quran. Brothers and sisters, she grabbed baby Isa and then she went to her people, the children of Israel. قالوا يا مريم. They saw the baby being carried. Ya Maryam, you have done a horrible thing. Oh, brother of Aaron, Harun. Harun was a righteous man that used to be compared, like the male version of Maryam was like Harun, very righteous. Oh, you at the level of Harun. What are you doing? Not even your dad was an evil man, nor was your mother an immodest lady. How dare you do that? Explain yourself. So she is fasting from speaking. So she points to the baby. She points to the baby, i.e. talk to the baby. Don't talk to me. So they told her, how can we talk to someone who's an infant in the cradle? We cannot have you, adult woman, to speak. You want us to communicate with a baby? What's the matter with you? And right then and there, when they said that, how can we talk to a baby? Right then and there, the first public statement, Jesus, the son of Mary, Isa, Ibn Maryam, will say, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He said, I am the servant of Allah. What? The baby is speaking. I am the slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and he has made me a prophet, Allahu Akbar, a messenger to Allah, the creator. And he made me, now the baby is speaking, everybody is listening. Even in the verses, no one seemed to have interrupted. He kept talking and everyone was listening around. And he said, baby Jesus, and Allah has made me blessed wherever I am and wherever I go. And my Lord told me and obligated me to perform my prayers and to give in charity as long as I'm alive. And he told me, the creator Allah told me to be good to my mother. Allahu Akbar. It's like he's telling them, don't you talk about my mom. Allahu Akbar. Allah told me to be good to my mother, to my beloved mother, to show that my mother is innocent. Don't accuse her of anything. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي. And Allah did not make me a tyrant, a miserable person, because those who are disrespectful to their mom and dad are miserable people. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, are tyrants, as Allah is showing us. Then Jesus concluded by saying, peace be upon me. Peace be upon me. The day I am born, the day I die, and the day I'm resurrected alive. Allahu Akbar. The day I'm born, the day I die, and the day I am resurrected. Allah says, this is the story of Maryam. This is the story of Isa, the son of Maryam. The truth which people dispute about. Allah says, it is not befitting for me to have a child. I am above that. If I want something to happen, Allah says, if I want something to happen, I say be, and it becomes. Allah says, the example of Jesus is like the example of Adam. Adam was created from dust. Adam is more miraculous than Jesus. Yet no one said Adam is God. So because people are struggling to make sense of how can Jesus come from a mother and not a father, there has to be the involvement of a God who is the Father and the Trinity. No. Allah says, do not say three. Allah says in the Quran, do not say three. Then what do we say? We say, La ilaha illallah. Allah says, remember, Man Masihu ibn Maryam, Jesus, the Messiah, the son of Maryam, he is nothing but a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Just like other prophets. His mother is righteous. Allah says, Mary is amazing. She's righteous. She walks the talk. Look for the following sentence. Amazing one. Check this out. Allah says Mary and Jesus كانا يأكلان الطعام. They used to eat. Now, what's the benefit of that? Why would Allah tell us they used to eat? Because Allah is teaching us someone who is dependent on food and drink, someone who gets hungry, someone who gets thirsty, can they be a God? A God can be in need? Not just that, even worse. Whenever we eat something, a human being consumes food and drink, what happens? The human being absorbs some of the food and discharges other food, so they need to use the washroom. So can one imagine God using the washroom? Subhana, Allah's free from all that claim. May Allah protect us. So then Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, grows older, grows older, grows older. Before I tell you his life as a grown man, the story and the mentioning of Maryam stops here. It's like the story now, there's a transition when Maryam was holding Isa, then the story continues and has the spotlight on Jesus, the son of Mary. And he was such a respectful, such a humble, loving, caring human being. And he would call people and give da'wah to people. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us how he looks like. Ready? Everything, inshallah, here is authentic. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned marbu'u al-khalqi. He is of an average height. Aridu al-sadri, broad chest, average height, broad chest. إلى الحمرة والبياض, between red and white complexion, كأنما خرج من ديماس, as if he just came out from a hot shower. You know how the skin after a very hot shower is a bit reddish? سبط الرأس, wavy hair, and some translated this as wavy and long hair. الله أكبر. عيسى عليه السلام. Then, brothers and sisters, in Ramadan, in what? In Ramadan. We don't know what year, but during the life of Isa, he had the month of Ramadan. What happened? Allah revealed a book, the latest book, because before that, people used to follow the Torah, the Torah. But here, Allah revealed Al-Injil, which is known in English as the Gospel. Al-Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salam. So what will Isa say? What will be the first message to the people now as a grown man? وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. He said to the children of Israel, أُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Look what Jesus says. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever associates others with Allah, whoever says Allah has a partner, Allah has a parent, Allah has a child, Allah has an associate, Allah has any one equal as attributed in such way, father, mother, parent, child, paradise becomes prohibited on such person. Then where do they go? وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And their place is in hell. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And the oppressors, yes, it's a great oppression to attribute things that are inappropriate to Allah. So Allah says the oppressors, especially the ones who invented that lie. Allah says in chapter 18, this is a massive lie to say, اتخذ الله ولدا, that Allah has chosen a child for his own self. Subhanallah, this is oppression, this is blasphemy. May Allah protect us. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent Jesus, the son of Mary, keep in mind, people during his time never looked at him as the son of God. No one did. This is something that came later on. Allahu Akbar. So Jesus told the people of Bani Israel that I came with a miracle. Oh, okay. So we have a new miracle, new prophet. New prophet, new miracle. What's your miracle? He says, I can create from clay. So there's clay. He can make the shape of a bird. And then he blows into the bird. What? Blows a soul into the bird, a created soul by the will of Allah. And then the clay becomes real. And a bird starts to fly. And what is he able to do? Someone with a skin disease tried every medication possible, never worked. Jesus would to wipe, would to go put his hand over, and that skin disease is completely gone. Not just that, it gets even more amazing. Ready? وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله. And Isa would to go to a dead person, would to go to a grave, and would to call by the will of Allah, by the permission of Allah, and the person will come back to life. And Jesus said, another miracle, I can tell you what you had for food, or what you are expecting to have as your meal, and I know what you are storing in your houses. Now that's good news and bad news, because some said in the books of tafsir and scholars mentioned that many people were corrupted. So they used to make a fake miracle and cure the ones who were blind, but they used to act it together. Listen, come to me, act like you're blind. I wipe over your eyes, you will see. So whatever money they used to make from other that fell for the trap, Isa alayhi salam is telling them, I know what you have saved. Allahu Akbar. That's one of the meanings. So Isa ibn Maryam, when he would to cure the one who was blind, it was someone, for example, who was born blind, not became blind as an adult. No, no. What never and was known to the community was never able to see. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, these are miracles only if you believe. Brothers and sisters, what happened? Did they believe Isa? When they saw the clay into a bird, into a flying living being. When they saw the one who was blind all his life and now he opens and sees. When now they see a person coming up from a grave that was dead for a decade. Will they believe? Brothers and sisters, a few believed and many disbelieved. Brothers and sisters, people rejected Isa. People said, you're a magician. This is magic. Mubin, clearly there's no other definition to what you're doing other than magic. So Jesus, he says, جئتكم بالحكمة. I have clear proof. And I want to even explain to you but about some of the stuff that you're fighting over. I want to clarify a few things. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Fear Allah and obey me. Listen to me. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, not just that. Before things become very, very dark, there's one of the last messages Jesus shares with the children of Israel. Do you know the message? I want to test your knowledge. What is one of the last messages or throughout his lifetime that he shared with the children of Israel? He told them about the bird and the clay and the cure of the sick and resurrecting the dead, and I know what you have stored. What's another thing, good news, that he will share with the children of Israel? Do you know? Maybe one of you actually got it. He says, Ya Bani Israel. Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, I came to affirm what the book that was sent before me. I affirm that Moses is my brother and prophet. I affirm that Moses received the Torah, and I come with the Injil, the book, which is also from God. And ready? ومبشرة. And I'm here to give you good news. We don't just had Musa or have Musa that passed away. Now we will have a prophet, يأتي من بعدي, who will come after me. His name is Ahmed. Allahu Akbar. So yes, they knew of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet Isa alayhi salam had the disciples around him. Who are the disciples? Supporters, those who believed in him. And they made a request. A strange request. That Isa alayhi salam was shocked. The righteous, the believers of, among them, they said, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ O Jesus, can your Lord bring down, be willing to send us a table spread with food from heaven? Allahu Akbar. Give us a table spread, food from السماء, from the sky. So the first reaction of Jesus, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Fear Allah. If you're true believers, fear Allah. So they explain themselves. We're not like trying to cause any problems. Listen to what they said. نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا Number one, the reason we're telling you, can God, if he allows, يعني, to bring a table spread with food, number one reason, so we can eat. نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا And we would love for our hearts to be rest assured. And we want to affirm that you are genuinely telling us the truth. So double assurance. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ And we want to be witnesses over it. So Isa, the son of Maryam, raises his hands, calls upon Allah, says, Ya Allah, أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. He made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, please bring down a table spread from the heavens so it can be يعني a feast for us from the first one of us to the last one. And a lot of food, a lot of drink. And provide for us and you are the best of providers. So Allah says, I will. Allah did. إني منزلها عليكم. I will bring the table spread. I will make this additional miracle. But whoever disbelieves after this requested, customized miracle, then I will punish them. A punishment no one was ever punished before. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, with all that has been said, the kuffar, the rejectors, intensify their opposition against Isa ibn Maryam. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ Bani Israel, some of them killed previous prophets and now they're plotting to kill Jesus, the son of Mary. May Allah protect us. These people went to kill prophets. What do you expect? May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says they plotted. And Allah says, and I plot. And I'm the best of those who plot. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرُ When Isa alayhi salam is sensing that these people are planning to kill him, these people are planning a very evil plot, Isa spoke to the disciples, مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Who will stand up with me for Allah? So the disciples, the believers said, we will stand up for Allah. We believe in Allah and bear witness that we have submitted. Allahu Akbar. So brothers and sisters, just imagine this. And I know it's tough to hear. And even sometimes tough for me to say, but Isa ibn Maryam, he cursed the disbelievers of Bani Israel. لُعِنَ Allah says لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ Can you imagine? Isa, the merciful human being. Isa, the great living being. Isa, one of the top five prophets Allah has ever sent on earth. Isa ibn Maryam goes as far as cursing the disbelievers from Bani Israel. Like how bad did they have to behave for such a gentle, humble, respected human being to curse and invoke and make dua to Allah to curse such people. May Allah protect us. So then Allah, brothers and sisters, Allah reveals the plan to Isa ibn Maryam. Allah says, Ya Isa, O Jesus, inni mutawaffika, I will make you reach the end of your worldly term. You're going to leave this world. Mutawaffika, warafi'uka ilay, and I will raise you up. Where? To me. And I will raise you up to me. وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And I'm going to purify you and protect you from those who have disbelieved. And I will make those who follow you above those who disbelieved in you on the day of judgment. And all of you will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this following part is not in the Quran. How is it that they crucified an individual? Allah does not tell you who was the one crucified. Allah did say there's a crucifixion. Allah would say that someone looked like Jesus. What does Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they say that we killed Jesus, the son of Mary. Allah says, you did not. They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. It looked like they did. So what's the fill in the blank? The books of tafsir mention two different understandings. But the core lesson, which is the most important, not the two that I'm going to say, but the core thing is that they tried to kill Isa. They thought they killed him. They lied about killing him. And Allah says he did not. It looked like they killed him. That's Quran. Okay, what do you mean it looked like? Books of tafsir suggest that the one who tried to kill Jesus, Allah changed his physical features, the enemy of Allah. The one who was really trying to go after Jesus to kill him, to capture him, to surrender him so he can get killed. So God changed his physical features. And then people caught onto that man. They thought it was Jesus, the disbelievers. So they want to go and kill him. So he said, no, I'm not Jesus. It's not me. It's not me. He went this way or that way, or he was raised or whatever. Then they crucified him and they killed him. That's one. The other meaning is that one of the disciples, one of the righteous, volunteered himself to be sacrificed for the sake of Allah when Jesus opened the door. Who's willing to be in that position? I will be raised, and that person will be sacrificed instead of Isa ibn Maryam. One of the disciples volunteered, and he was the one crucified, and Allah made him look like Jesus. Besides these two, the main point, Jesus, as Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوا, the main point, he was not killed, he was not crucified. It appeared that someone like him, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَا لَهُمْ, Allah raised him, subhanahu, to the sama. Brothers and sisters, we have a few minutes left. As we're speaking, Isa is alive. As we're speaking, Isa is in the heavens with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a time will come where corruption will spread on earth. Evil will become all around the globe. The darkest of times that earth will ever be witnessing. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a righteous man. We're not talking Isa, so don't confuse it together. A righteous man from the children of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, from Ahlul Bayt, authentic, everything authentic, authentic, inshallah. That child, his name is Muhammad, similar to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His father is Abdullah, same, similar to the Prophet Muhammad's father's name. And he will be from the progeny of Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he will be someone who will change overnight. So someone, a good person, not an evil. No, he will be a grown man, adult, living his life and everything. But Allah yuslihu fi layla. In one night, Allah changes his affairs. One of the meanings, increases his faith. Allah adjusts that man to make him ready for what? This man is known as Al-Mahdi. Al-Mahdi, the guided individual. And he will be the one leading the Muslims at the end of times. So when Al-Mahdi leads and conquers different places in the world and spreads Islam, there is a lot of opposition. And the greatest and the biggest battle of all time is known as Al-Malham Al-Kubra. In English, usually translated as Armageddon. So that's the battle at the end of times, ready? Between Al-Mahdi, Jesus is not in the story just yet, Al-Mahdi and the Romans. They have this fight. After this fight takes place and the Muslims win, right then and there, an announcement is made. The Antichrist has come out. Al-Masih al-Dajjal. He has come out. So the believers, they get ready to face the Antichrist al-Dajjal. As the battle between Al-Mahdi against al-Dajjal is coming, the time has approached, the day, the location, right before the battle, it was Fajr prayers. Fajr Salah came, Iqama is called, it's time to pray, it's time to pray. As Al-Mahdi, the rightly guided leader, goes to lead Fajr Salah, who walks in? The Messiah, Jesus, Isa ibn Maryam, Allahu Akbar. That's when he comes down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he first descends in Damascus, Allahu Akbar, in Syria. Dimashq, near the white minaret. He will come with a beige, Allahu Akbar, beige clothing. It looks like he just took a shower, water dropping. He descends in Damascus, then heads to Palestine, to the area of Jerusalem or so, to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa land. And then they see each other, Al-Mahdi and Jesus. So Al-Mahdi sees Isa, but they will not delay Salah. Allahu Akbar. They will not postpone the prayer because Allah comes first. Can you imagine you see Jesus and you're like, oh, salamu alaykum. Hardly any conversation. Let's pray, then we talk. Like, how are you able to be that focused? May Allah increase our khushu' and salah. So Jesus comes. Al-Mahdi tells Jesus, you lead the prayer. Jesus said, no, you lead. Al-Mahdi says, no, you lead. Isa says, no, you lead. Just like today's problems, it will happen in the future. Humbleness from both. So Isa puts his hand on the back of Al-Mahdi, the Muslim leader at the time, and he pushes him forward and he leads the salah. Brothers and sisters, after the salah, they open the gates and the battle starts. And Jesus, the son of Mary, Isa ibn Maryam, has one goal, is to go after the Antichrist, after Masih al-Dajjal. And the Muslims, the army, Al-Mahdi, they focus on who? The soldiers of Dajjal. Isa after the Dajjal, the Muslims, the remaining ones, after the soldiers of al-Dajjal, and Isa ibn Maryam runs after the Antichrist until he hits him, stabs him, strikes him with a spear, and he kills him. And he grabs the spear and he shows the people the blood of al-Dajjal, that I killed this Antichrist, I killed the false Messiah, I killed the one-eyed evil liar, I killed him. And the believers rejoice. Brothers and sisters, after some time, Isa lives with the believers after Allah gets rid of the next trial, which is Gog and Magog. They come, but Jesus does not fight them. Allah saves the believers from them. Jesus lives for several years. And what will he do after all that trial, after all that hardship? What will he do? Ready? He will go give da'wah. He just fought Dajjal. He just got rid of the Gog and Magog, and they suffered for a while in the mountain of At-Tur. But he goes, calls people to Allah. And I want to end on this beautiful note. Have you ever heard a hadith where the Prophet tells us the whole earth becomes Muslim? The ayah regarding it? Yes. Allah says, Isa ibn Maryam, when he comes, the second coming, every single person, Jewish and Christian, will believe in Jesus as a prophet. Allahu Akbar. He will call them. They will listen. They will absorb and they will realize how they were lied to. With the Christians, they overpraised him to the level of God. He's like, no, I'm not that level. To the Jewish people, many of them who accused Jesus to be someone deserving of hell. So the other extreme, he says, no, I'm neither going to hell, nor am I a God. I'm in the middle. So this is where Islam comes, balanced, understanding, and logical. And this becomes the most beautiful time on earth when Jesus and Al-Mahdi and the believers live all as Muslims. And know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, I wish I would meet Jesus. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I wish I would meet Jesus. If I don't meet him and you do, then please tell him I send my greetings to him. Isa alayhi salam eventually passes away and returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we will see him in Jannah. And inshallah, he'll be proud of you and he will be happy with you, because you go and you say and you tell the true story of Jesus, the son of Mary, Isa ibn Maryam. Thank you for your patience. I went a little bit 4 minutes over my time. Jazakumullah khair. I really hope this was of benefit and it was clear to all of you. May Allah bless you so much. Sister Hafsa, the mic is with you.
Jazakumullah khair, Sheikh. Subhanallah, it is incredibly difficult to fit that much detail in such a short span of time. This is the reminder that we all needed. I really, truly hope in my heart of hearts that this is a teaser for a future Ilm night that we may be seeing, because this did feel like not enough time. So I just hope that all of you guys make dua, inshallah, over the next few days and months. I know, Sheikh, you're already touring a few Ilm nights in Minnesota and in Charlotte in January with the King of Jerusalem, but if you have some time before Ramadan, if you can start working on this one, Sheikh, we would love to, inshallah, see this in the upcoming year.
Maybe next alumni. We'll see, inshallah.
No pressure at all with that.
Inshallah.
I know we had some questions. I don't know if we have time to take them at this stage because I know we're past the hour. Sheikh, how are you feeling?
Inshallah, I can accommodate.
Okay, we'll take a couple, inshallah, just for those who are sending during the session, who messaged me privately, and then we'll do our best to wrap up in the next few minutes. Jazakallah khair to everyone for your time and your attention. The first question that I had was, let's see, can we ask to clarify the relationship between Maryam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her, Isa alayhi salam, and Zakaria alayhi salam? The Christians say that Zakaria is Maryam's husband and thereby Jesus' stepfather. But what is our perspective on the statement and the clarification on the relationship between the three? Barakallahu feek.
Okay, fantastic. So here are a few points. Things that are for sure. Whatever I'm going to say is facts. Number one, Jesus is the son of Maryam. Maryam is the daughter of Imran. And Zakaria is a prophet. Zakaria is a righteous man. We don't have authentic narration as the relationship between Zakaria and Maryam. Some say he is her brother-in-law. That's books of tafsir. That's personal opinion that I would to follow. We know that Jesus is the cousin of Yahya John. So these are the facts that we know of.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Yeah. So, Hassan, actually, can I take one more question? Because I'll go
yes.
for Maghrib. Is that
yes,
possible for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll make this the
one
last
more.
One. The last question is, someone gave a speech at a church this person listened to, and they said that the high priest at the time of Prophet Isa al-Islam had the power to treat people, but it was so expensive to access them that most people could not afford it. And then Prophet Isa al-Islam came along with the power to heal, and he began to heal people, and he became a threat to the power structure. Can you comment on any of this, or is there anything anywhere authentic to read more about it?
All right. The core is that Jesus cured the sick, and Jesus brought sight to the blind, and he resurrected the dead. So, couple of things. If there was a priest who had the medication, the tools to cure those who are blind, maybe, maybe not. I cannot confirm, nor can I deny. But for sure, without a doubt, the resurrecting of the dead needs clear-cut revelation for us to believe in, specifically. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, Allah can also be the only one who cures, but as in resurrecting the dead, that seems a very far-fetched thing to do. Otherwise, Jesus doing it would not have been a miracle because others are doing it. So Jesus was the one who resurrected the dead, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Be careful from reading from other resources that may not negate nor affirm the belief because it might confuse, but just take that which is useful, inshallah, and we maintain the respect, of course. And most definitely, anything that opposes our beliefs, we cannot accept.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. I let you go, inshallah.
Thank you so much.
Jazakallah khair for the amazing reminder in this hour. It felt like subhanAllah wished by. Inshallah, we'll see you very soon online in person.
Assalamu alaikum.
That was Sheikh Majid Mahmoud on the topic of Jesus, son of Mary. I hope that you all benefited and were as dialed in as I was for the last hour. Yes, the session is recorded. Inshallah, it'll be shared with you guys, those of you who registered via email and RSVP'd for the session. And I just want to say Jazakallah khair for everyone who attended. And a reminder, we have some exciting events coming up. As I mentioned, for those of you who are in Minnesota or Charlotte, Sheikh Majid is teaching a seminar on the King of Jerusalem, Dawood alayhi salam. So check it out at almaghrib.org/stories. And for those of you around the world, alhamdulillah, we have exciting courses launching for Maghrib Online with one of our famous entertaining and educational instructors on FIC. We got two virtual seminars, and we have, of course, in just over 2 months, Ramadan 360 launching in the Maghrib world. So keep us in your eyes and keep consistent in your journey seeking knowledge. And a final reminder, of course, is to make sure that you're checking in with your Rerip brothers and sisters during this time of year. It can be a very lonely time, especially for those who are coming from the Christian faith. And of course, make sure that you're planning and being very good neighbors and planning out how you're going to make Ramadan and Eid and that time of year very special for your neighbors as well, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for your attendance. And inshallah, we'll see you guys very soon online or in person. Take care, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. And assalamu alaikum.